football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Hello again, Cody.
Yes, hello again. And once it could have been, always it could have been. And I identify with these one-game wonders. And some have been less enthusiastic about the concept. But I got a feeling our man today was only too happy to join us. So let's welcome to the K-Rock footy microphone one-game wonder and 21 wonderful games at St Kilda, John Dernan. Good afternoon, John.
Hello, Cody. How are you going, mate?
Good, thank you. In fact, I was nearly going to go, I needed to clarify your nickname because... was it Tractor or Brickhead?
It was Brickhead at Geelong.
Came, yep.
Followed me from Geelong College, which I've played in the under-19s at Geelong, and Brickhead was me at Geelong, and then Tractor at St Kilda when I ran through Russell Green, and he said, that country B hit me like a bloody tractor.
I didn't know. And you had a brother, Neil. He also went by the nickname Brick, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He was captain of the first 18 at Geelong College, Neil, and actually went to South Melbourne and the same year as Kerry Denner, but did his cruciate and went home and bought a farm.
Right. And now, just cast our minds back to the 21st of April 1979, when you went to Princes Park and played your one and only game with Geelong. You'd been at the under-19s. Did you play reserves as well before that, Tractor?
Yeah, I did in 78, played reserve, and under-19s in 75, yeah. But, 76, I played in a losing flag up at Miranda and went back down to Geelong, and the game at Princes Park is very memorable as the first one.
Sadly, the Cats got beaten 18-15 to 11-17. Michael Moncrief getting 7 for the home side. But you had a fairly handy game. I've got you down here 4. Now, where have I've lost
a dozen touches, Coach.
Yeah, 7 kicks, 5 handballs and 2 marks. Wearing number 30. Yeah, how about that famous number here?
Yeah, 30. Oh, God. That'd be a good trivia question, wouldn't it?
Look, there is a rumour that when Matthew Scarlett arrived, he said he wanted number 30, not because his father wore it, but because you wore it.
Well, I was going to say, John, it's Tom King here, you would have been the first person to wear the 30 after Gunner Scarlett, because Gunner, I think, went to South in 79. So is that right, that you took the 30 off him?
I didn't take it off him. It was vacant, so I got it, yeah.
And you slipped into it very nicely. And what position did you play that day?
I played on the wing and had the misfortune of... I got a dozen and Rocket was playing on me, Rodney Eade. He got 24, he doubled me. But I also had to do a bit of looking after a Peter Knight. So I think Rod Olsen had a great deal of faith in me because he thought I could handle both of them. But, it was one to remember. Rodney was a very quick, good player.
He was a good player.
John, it's Ben Casanelia. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. I mean, we talk about some of the players that played in that game, not just in the Cats side, but obviously there was Sam Newman, Michael Turner, Neville Bruns, and the opposition. Yep. There were some of the biggest names in footy. Peter Knights, Lee Matthews, Cove mentioned there, Michael Moncrief kicked 7 goals, Robert Dippier, Domenico, Rodney Eade. There were some of the biggest names in footy played that day.
They did. And Sam had the white boots on, first pair to be worn in the VFL. But they were just fantastic. When I was playing at St Kilda, I played on Lee Matthews and I played on Peter Dacos. They were just unbelievable. Matthews could turn on a pretty bit. Unreal.
Absolutely. You had the 12 touches. I think that was round 3 early in the season. So what? How come you didn't get back in? I mean, we look down and think 12 touches is probably going okay. What happened the next week? And then how come you didn't get another second game?
My brother-in-law and I, 2 weeks later, were sitting on the bench of the reserve, and Wayne Kloster wasn't putting us on. And I'll give you a hint. You probably can guess who my brother-in-law was because he was married to my sister, Jane.
Do we need? We're not that more, smart. More we're not that smart here, John. We need to be led down the garden path right to the end of the path.
Right. Well, that was Rob Hawkins, actually. He played three games, he debuted with two handy players, Greg Williams and Gary Ablett Sr.
In round 184.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Right. So they just went okay, those two.
So how'd you end up at St Kilda?
Yeah. I beg your pardon?
How'd you end up at the St Kilda, John?
I played in the stateside. New South Wales played, we played Richmond and they won the flag in 1980. And I played in that pre-season game. Alan Jeans was coaching the stateside and I won a Colatelli in that match, the Canberra Colour Television Award.
Anyway, he's still got it?
He's still got it.
We had a party and slipped off one of those old round type fridges and came to an untimely death. Anyway, so Jeansy just said he invited me down there and killed a bit. And we did a, I got to Geelong actually, we were swapping with Fred White's brother, Laurie Wade. He went, because zoning was in then, and Laurie went to South Melbourne where Freddie played, and I went to Geelong where I went to school. But that's how I got to St Kilda, was through Jeansy, really.
Yeah, very quickly, Freddie Way, I think, has passed not too long ago. Yeah. Fred's son, I actually played with Fred's son, Tony, who they were from Berrigan.
And what number did Fred Way wear?
Correct.
Oh, 30. 30. He wore 30 as well.
Yeah, 30. From them.
30. So there you go. Hey, listen, you obviously made at least one friend during your 21 games over 3 years at St Kilda, because I noticed on Facebook the other day there was a fabulous scan. This is one thing you've got a TV that's broken, but the other thing your career produced, you were on a Scanlan's footy card when in a St Kilda jumper, and it was put up the other day on Facebook because it was your birthday. And Stuart Trott sent you a message for your birthday. You become mates with Trotty, did you?
Yeah, well, Trotty was finished when I got to St Kilda. He was in the actual match committee, I think. And he and I, he's a very social bloke, Trotty, and he and I had quite a few beers. Actually, Sir Peter, is it Sir Peter? And he joined us once at the MCG. Okay.
Oh, Peter, came in for the charcuterie board, is that what you're saying? Doesn't sound like the work of a bricket.
I love it.
And the other bloke I did see sent you a message was Murray Gilmore, who played seven games. Yeah, you'd remember Murray Gilmore, Benny?
Gilly.
Absolutely. Yeah, Gilly. I remember all seven.
Gilly. Back, and he was a ripper fella. And we lived in that footy house. Gilly was one of the older blokes.
In Aberdeen Street?
Sorry, Aberdeen Street, mate. Yep, I went back and had a look at it a couple of years ago. It's different now, but it was Hoylesy, I think Hoylesy, Johnny Hoyles was the youngest, and now Dean Mead. But there was some, I shouldn't have bought the house next door. They had nine blokes living there, and then they had 17 when they bought the house next door.
I once went around there to do a story with a recruiter just come from up the bush. They put him in the house, and a couple of other players bailed me up in the drive. They said, no, you don't do any stories here. Go meet him at a coffee shop.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair. Nah.
John?
I should point out, he mentioned he was at the Geelong College.
Yes.
I was in my research, discovered they picked a Geelong College greatest team of the last 50 years.
Yep.
John is on the interchange.
Right. Oh, good. Are you in Belmont High's team?
As the runner.
John, we appreciate you taking the time to join us on K-Rock Footy and take us on a trip down memory lane. We wish you had more time. These are always fun chats with those that have pulled on the hoops at some stage in their career, and especially those with stories to tell.
Who's he barracking for today, Geelong or St Kilda?
I'm barracking for the underdogs. I've actually got a St Kilda and Geelong scarf around my neck as I speak to you.
What a fantastic.
John, great to talk.
I'll have a win one way or another.
Absolutely. Appreciate you joining us and enjoy the game this afternoon.
Will do. Thanks, gentlemen. K-Rock Football.
The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.